Yes. You understand? Yes. So as you understand that energy, we don't know why whenever we come before people, so many times they just hold their breath. Not you, you're breathing. Trust that breath. Trust that energy. Know that the health aspects that you're dealing with are getting better. And hold that focus. Trust that in that energy, you are channeling for you and your divine health. So do that writing part. Write the question at the top of the page. And then you'll get the answer. For you see, dearest beings of light, sometimes all it takes is confirmation. Sometimes all it takes is that energy. Breathe. And in that focus, as you are clarifying the pathway that it is coming through, know that that pathway is accommodating a spiritual voice that is here. You know you have been in Egypt, yes? Yes, you are going to go back to Egypt, yes? Aha! We love that. The vessel Merlin says, come with us, we're going in 2 years. Yes, yes. Save your money, huh? Yes, and if you can't, just visit there etherically. You know you are a teleporter. Do you know what that means? Yes. Good. Yes, you are a teleporter. Yes, congratulations. You can teach it too. It's like, oh, I don't know how to do it. How can I teach it? Never stopped anybody. So as you trust that energy and that vibration that's coming through you, know that it will get stronger and stronger with every practice session, every energy, every connective point. And as you practice, the focus of you will be stronger. And you, who are also clear, you know this, yes? Very clear in your information. Trust that information. You have lots to share and lots to learn. And as you learn, know that that energy and that vibration is coming through in the ways that you did not expect. So release your expectation and hoo-hoo, celebrate that, huh? Yes. And you who are changing the face of the medical profession. We are so thankful for you. We are honoring of your energy. And as we honor your energy, know that your sight is profound. Your information clarifies the information that you get in ways that people can understand. Fear not the AMA. Know that when the time is right, you will share. And when the time is not right, you won't. You understand? Yes. Yes. And you also get to play with Bill coming back time and time again, huh? And you get better each time, don't you? Yes, you raise that level each time, each vibration, each connection. So congratulations, your dear animals are loving it. They are loving your selenite swords. They're loving the energy that is you. And as you love that energy, you are a clearer channel than you were before. You are accommodating a new vibrational frequency and a new language is coming to through you. So you may start writing symbols. Has it begun yet? Speaking the language of light is very powerful. We also see that you will be writing those symbols down. Huh? You understand? As you understand that energy, sometimes I have a son, Marilyn, who is empathic, gets in your energy and begins to drip just a bit. Every energy is sacred, yes? As that energy is connected, know that you are very profound. You get the opportunity to trust the new energy that is coming in. And you think, I've trusted so many new energies. I've taken so much energy. Now it is time for you to give it out. Yes, we know that you give too many, but we're activating that software once again. Is that all right? Yes. And as we activate that software, it will just expand in new ways. And as you trust that, that vibration will come through in greater ways than you thought possible. So with that energy, know that even the simplest of messages are profound. You understand? One time when our vessel Marilyn thought in the very beginning in 2000, we'll tell you this story. She came through in front of a person and she had the agreement that no matter what happens, when she says a certain thing, we will be there. And we always are. Do not doubt. And what she did for 3.5 minutes in a group. It was actually 3 minutes and 43 seconds because someone timed it. We sat and we did this. And activated the energy because it is not necessarily what is said. So know that you have profound information that you get the opportunity to share. And then it is one word, maybe two, maybe three. The first word that came up for us then was marry. And the person that we were talking with got married in 3 weeks from then to a sweetheart that she had never met before. Yes. You have to trust. Get out of your own way, huh? Can you do that for us?
I'm trying hard.
This is for you. If it doesn't fit, get a different size, huh? So every time you think, oh, I don't think I can do this, change your bracelet. Okay. You understand? Ah. Dearest one. You also are quite profound. You also have information that needs to be shared. You're a part of the new masculine energy. And as you are a part of the new masculine energy, we would actually ask you if you would gather men together to help them learn, help them understand that they no longer have to be the provider, the hunter, the gatherer. That they get to share absolutely everything because you're sharing from this heart. Can you do that for us? We are grateful. And you, dearest, we do not believe that you know who you are, but you're learning. You're a profound teacher, a master. That has chosen to come back here to help with the shifting planet, also a part of the new masculine energy. So with that new masculine energy, we know comes lots of responsibilities. However, as you are practicing, we ask you to record or write everything because there's a book in that and beings need to read it. Or if they're like our vessel Marilyn, they need to at least sleep with it. You understand? She does not read books. She sleeps with them. For you see, that energy comes through. You are an artist, yes? Yes, that energy comes through in your art. And as your art is experienced by those who are connecting with it, all of their chakras are coming into balance. And all they need to do is experience your work or your plerk. Yes? Yes, we honor that. Trust that energy. For you see, in trusting that energy, it does not matter how big the package is. It does not matter whether it's this big and giant and huge, big strong man or little tiny woman. For with that little tiny woman, that is where the excitement is. People don't expect it. So trust and know that your guidance is coming in. You're very intuitive. You get guidance from beyond, and you sort of discount that, yes? Hello? Yes. Breathe. So now you don't need to discount that. Know that it is very clear. Practice. Practice. There's lots of people here to practice on, eh? And understand that. And as you practice and understand what exactly is happening, know that you are indigo. You know this, yes? You have more talents and skills than most of the other people here. There's a few other indigos that are here. The hotel may be indigo. So you came in with a burning desire to make a difference. It's time for you to be that difference. It's time for you to honor that energy. And when you do not honor that energy, know that the focus of you will be lost. And you will be frustrated. Like you're not doing enough. Let that go. Say yes to every opportunity. And know that the divine path is opening before you. Ooh. Hello, dearest divine being of light. Your vibration has lived many places on this planet. Many energies in the past, in the future. You agreed to come back here if it was different. Then it didn't seem to be so different, huh? Your task is a large one, we know. And you're thinking, what task? What do I have to do? Be you. This is your time to really know who you are and really accommodate that. And when that doubt comes in, change your bracelet. Because there's some old programs running that it is time to let go of. Are you ready for that? Yes, good. You're a forerunner of the indigo, huh? Yes, so know that you are like the experiment. So there was lots of things, lots of challenges, lots of opportunities to see how are these new people coming in here and what's happening. So in that energy, take a deep breath. In that energy, the profound information that is connecting with you will reach many audiences. You know what you are to do. You've seen it. And there's a part of you that thinks, oh, I can't do that. And what would Master Yeshua say? If he would have said, I can't do that. What would our vessel, where would we be if the vessel Marilyn said, I can't do that? She pushed against it for 10 years. We know. Are you ready to let all that go? Take a deep breath. Breathe. Let it go. You know, when people have all that water that wants to come out, all that does is release the pressure. Breathe. Take another deep breath. Balance. It is all right to be afraid. It is all right to know that you have a task and to wait to step into it. This is your year. Trust us. We know that you're afraid to look at us because then you'll water some more, huh? We love water. Oh, thank you. But there's activation that is going on. Huh? So know that with that energy, with that vibration, with that connection, you celebrate every moment. You bring forth, even though sometimes you think, what am I doing out here? You just keep on doing it. No, and the wondrous thing is that you know you don't have all the answers. And the even better thing is that you know you don't have to. That you have the questions. Breathe. Why is it that when that water comes, you hold your breath? That does not help. You know that? It just keeps the pressure stronger. So trust that energy. Trust your gift. This is very profound. And with that gift and the profundity of it, we honor you and honor that energy. And as we honor that energy, we see the core of you. We see the connected information. Breathe. You know, people think that when we come before them, if they hold their breath, the water is not going to come. It does not work that way. When you hold your breath, the water comes stronger, yes? For, do you understand why the water comes? You're not used to being held in pure unconditional love. And that is what you see within us, is how we feel about you, is love. And you need do nothing, absolutely nothing, to accommodate that. You understand what we say? All you need to do is show up. And as you show up, the energy that comes through is so powerful, so focused, so profound, that you think, how could this be? I don't even work. Huh? I don't have to work at it. Huh? But you do get to plurk, which is play plus work. And as you plurk, you get to teach others what it is like to have a vision of your creation. And you think, I don't teach classes. Do you know everywhere you go, every word that comes through, you are teaching. You are sharing wisdom. So trust that wisdom that comes from here. Understand what we say? Breathe. Yes, breathe. You see, it is one of those things that you just get the opportunity to do over and over again. Huh? Is breathe. You know, you have changed drastically since this morning. Huh? Oh,
thank you.
Yes. You are even a different color. Your aura has a different color. So with that energy, we believe you are more you than you have been. So breathe into this vibration, dearest. Breathe into this connection. Breathe in and know that you will have words to say to anyone who asks, what did you do this weekend? Huh? Yes. Yes. And trust that because you see, with that implant, with that profound upgrade in your software, you were given a translation device. Did you know that? That you will have the right words to say to express to anyone. what it is that you choose to express, knowing that you can't convince them of anything, you can't honor them of anything, you can't hold the space for them to get it. All you can do is get it yourself. And when you get it yourself, their energy shifts. Because they'll want some of you, what you have. Yes? They'll want what you have. As a profound channel yourself. You are working into a profession, yes? Excellent. Very clear. Keep your opinions out of the way. We know that is probably the hardest. So set the intention in the very beginning to step aside. And know that as you step aside, take a deep breath, the vibration of your lungs will expand. Huh? Trust that, dearest. Ah, divine Sheila, the one with many, many stories, the one with many, many experiences, the one that teaches, preaches, shares, heals, acknowledges, and is still learning. And that is why, when you're done learning, you're done with this body. And then you either get to come back or not. Yes, we know. We will meet you next time too. Yes. As you are connecting with that vibration, know that your clerk is going to move to a new level this year. And with this new level this year, you will get new symbols, new energy, new focus. And that is a powerful statement. Know that the money will come. Don't worry. You are not to get involved in that part. Somebody else. Find someone to get involved in that part. And that they will take care of that vibration. You understand what we say? We know we're pushing harder on you, huh? Yes. And that is correct. So with that energy, trust. And then relax. Huh? And know that it is all perfect. For you know. You know what you know, huh? And you know what you don't know. And you know that you'd like to know, but you don't know what you don't know. And then you do know what you do know. And then you think, what do I know? Yes, that is correct. So in this energy that is hard, heavy, and loving, as you are trusting that energy, it will get lighter this year. It is time to set a time limit on your grief. It will always be there. There will always be that area that will feel like it's not quite together. But set a time limit on that energy, for it is all still very fresh. And that is okay. Breathe. You are moving forward, and that is the key. You understand? And with that movement comes such energy and such illumination that you never know where the next information is going to come from. Huh? You never know when that enlightenment is going to drop into your head and write on your shirt, life is good when you're on the river. You know life is good when you're not on the river? It is good when you're on the creek. It is good when you're on the lake. It is good when you're walking around in the world. And that is why your world is a portion of that manifestation in your life, a portion of that vibration in your life, and a portion of that existence. So trust that energy. You understand? Good, we don't. So with that, dearest divine Ben, surprisingly enough to you, you are part of the new masculine energy as well. So know that your scientific brain sometimes wants to have those answers. And that is good. So as your scientific brain is having those answers, know that the masculine and the feminine is balancing perfectly in your body. So as that is happening, it is connecting. For you see, that masculine and feminine balance is truth. And in that truth, know that the answers are not always in the books, but here. Understand? Yes. And dearest light, tiny fairy energy. Do you know that? That you are indeed from the ancient race of the fairies on this planet. You're one of the few people that were here then with the fairy energy. The fairies were so happy-go-lucky. Are you ready to embellish that again? We know you've gotten very serious over the years. I want you to pick three things every week that you don't allow yourself to do that you think would be fun, and then do them. Can you do that for us? We're giving you so many assignments, eh? Sounds very serious, doesn't it? And then we say play. Play all that you can. And trust that as you play, others are inspired by you. You know you are new to this planet. You know that you are from way beyond this planet. And you know that you have, in many cases, lived your life almost in hiding, denying who you are, for fear of judgment, for fear of blah, blah, blah. That is not going to happen in this lifetime. You no longer need to hide who you are. You are a brilliant, brilliant energy of light that is perfect in its balance. So it's time to speak. It's time to breathe. In and out now. And it is time for that balance. So with that balance, know that you are accommodating balance as well. For that is the key with the balance as it's coming through. And with that, know that the vibration of balance is connecting with the world at large. So you can balance your life, you can balance your energy, you can balance your focus. Now it is time to balance your travel and your wisdom as you teach balance. You understand what we do? Can you bring your head over this way? Professor Marilyn says, you can't grow longer arms. You might be able to, but she cannot. And we're stuck with her arms, which we love them very much. For you see, those arms, in whatever body it is, that is where that core is. That is why we say you have to learn to balance. And as you balance, hold that vibration in the energy and know that we are healing your back. Is that all right? You can heal your back as well. You can talk to him about that. For you see, that those extra spares, those extra, it's all that. Visualize the perfection that you are choosing and know that it is possible without surgery. Huh? Yes. And if the vessel Marilyn does not have time, which she does not, Zia does. So, hold that divinity that is within you to acknowledge that energy. So with that vibration, know that it is time for you not to be invisible any longer. You know you do that, yes? You know you do that on purpose. Breathe. It is like you have this cloak of invisibility from Harry Potter. Too late. We've seen you. And so have all of them. Breathe. You have a task as well. And you know it. Trust that you have the courage to be present with that task. For it is right there. We are honored by it as well. So with that energy, we ask you to clear your lungs. You know that you get to do that, yes? Yes. And we know that you only have the clouded lung because you wish to ground yourself. You are an artist. You see interdimensionally in ways that no one else in this room does. So we've got to keep you around because you've got to bring that art to others. Do not downplay it, but bring it forth into that energy, because that art is not in here. It is out here. And you have a way of capturing the elementals. You have a way of capturing the energy that will awaken. Maybe you and this gentleman here get the opportunity to share your art together. His art is much different than your art. He may still be saying, "What art?" It will come, though. Yours already has. So trust that energy. Take a deep breath. And trust it. Ah, dearest being of light, you who carry the energy of healing within your body. You have done this for many years, yes? It is time now to not pull, not allow, you're not pulling it, but not allow the energy of others to enter your body. It is time to clear that energy, to clear that clogging that has happened. And it is time for you to not be near the end. But it is time for you to say, "Okay, let's go another 50 year, huh?"
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes, trust that. Yes. We know lots of people are saying, "Oh, don't even talk to them."
No.
No, instead, bring your energy, your sacred oils to others and your messages because they are profound. Yes, namaste. Ah, how many questions can one person have, huh? 4,752 today, or maybe this minute. Thank you. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for your sharing. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your intention of being all that you are. And you don't even know what that is yet, but you're ready to jump off, yes? Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's jump on. Yes, you've jumped off before. Now you're jumping on. Think of it as a surfboard. You know, in fact, if you Google videos of people surfing, think of your energy as it's going through this ocean of people on that surfboard, and know that the surfboard is healing. And know that the cross is profound. Master Yeshua is on our council, you know. And he reminds us that the cross was actually originally an element of torture, which is not necessarily so fun. But you are. So trust that vibration and know that your questions must be asked. Because with those questions that are asked, those questions that are coming in, that is how you evolve. That is how your energy comes through. And as that energy comes through, it is exciting, isn't it? You are each channels of light. You are each accommodating that energy. You've each received a specific activation. And with that specific activation, that energy comes through stronger and stronger. We've asked you to balance. So we can add another task to your energy. Is to stand on one foot and see how long you can manage it. And then stand on the other foot and see how long you can manage that. For you see, you are the next evolutionary step of humanity. And as much as you would like to think that it is difficult, it is not. It is easy. It is as easy as you would like to make it. Or it can be as hard as you would like to make it. And every time you hold your breath, it gets harder. And every time you say, I'm going to practice now, I'm going to set my alarm 30 minutes earlier so I can practice, so I can do my automatic writing because some little short white-haired girl said that's a good idea. So I'm going to trust her because we like her. And some tall, beautiful being of light said, we did it too and we like her too. Huh? You see, most individuals do not have this profound experience overnight. We are accelerating the profundity within you. We are indeed. That is why we tap each of you different places. Did we miss anyone? Good. For you see, that information that was tapped into you, wherever it was, is the activation of your soul. It is the accelerated pathway that is within you, which is why we ask people to gather together, whether there's 25 people or 250,000 people. We will still ask them to gather together. And they will still get the exact same energy. For you see, that is our intention. For you see, that vibration that is you, it is the next evolutionary step of this planet. And we ask you to simply let it be easier. Let the information come through as easily and effortlessly as possible. Let the information come through in new and different ways. Let the information come through because your higher self, your guidance system, your oversoul is there. And they are talking to you. And you're thinking, what is that noise? Just get away. When it is what you are asking. Remember, it does not sound like us. When our vessel Marilyn started, she described her automatic writing as the sound of a butterfly wings 10 paces away. Do you know how loud that is? Not very loud. So trust that. Trust that energy. Trust yourself. Trust your wisdom. Trust your light. Trust your vision. Trust that you will never be brought to harm's way. Trust that you will always be on the path to enlightenment. Always be on the path of the light. Because that is your intention. And you always get your way. Remember, you always get your way. You always get your way. So we would like to intend one way now with a bit of a song. Is that all right? We want you to take this into yourselves. Because music actually leaves off where the human emotion connects. There's that point where you just can't have any more emotion. And that's where music comes in and takes you beyond that human. So breathe it in. Breathe in the words. Breathe in the energy. You don't have to hold your breath. We're not looking deep into your eyes. Maybe we are.
Let it be easy.
Let it be easy.
I'm gonna let it be easy.
As you get out of your own way.
I'm gonna make the choice every day to trust my voice.
Trust your voice.
And let
or voices.
So easy.
Isn't that the key? Trust your voice. Trust yourself. Trust your energy. Trust your light. Trust your voices. Who else are you going to trust?
I used to run around.
So
beat
as
myself
you are knowing
to the
this,
ground. I thought this was
and it can be just
be
as easy as you wish to make it.
I thought that true success
or it can be just as
was
hard
having
as you wish
so
to make
much
it.
Stress till I heard a voice.
So wouldn't you rather have this than that?
Saying, let it be.
Let it be. You can dance, yes.
Let it be easy.
Stand up if you wish.
I'm gonna make a choice.
Take a hold of someone with a vibration.
Voice.
Through.
Let it be easy. Now that I see the light, I won't work all day and night. I vow to take good care of me.
Of you, for you
don't
know
need
you
to
are the
run
ones we're waiting
race.
For.
Well, I'm choosing ease and grace, enjoying the ride effortlessly. Gonna let it be easy every day now. Easy, I'm gonna make a choice to trust my. Let it be
Oh,
easy. say.
We thank you. We honor you. We trust you and your voices and know that it is exactly that easy. We bid you namaste. Namaste.